The good news is no new overnight flood damage in the hardest-hit counties, but Lori Getter at the State Emergency Operations Center says other places across the southern part of the state aren't so lucky.
We're seeing some new flooding in Cambridge overnight with the heavy rain, so they're out sandbagging there. Some other scattered flooding in Dane County and Greene County.
More than 100 homes are damaged in Kenosha County, the worst flooding there in 35 years. FEMA will total up the damage in all the impacted counties starting Saturday.
Kind of going across the state, I think we're about 10 counties, and there may be one or two more popping up today.
Wisconsin was turned down for federal disaster aid 2 years ago when 27 tornadoes ripped through the state. Why would it be different this time? Getter says wind damage is different.
With wind or tornado damage, most of those costs for homeowners are picked up by their insurance policy, by the homeowner's insurance. Unfortunately, in most cases, homeowner's insurance does not cover flood damage. So what we're seeing with this disaster is most people don't have insurance coverage for the damage that they're experiencing.
As of Friday morning, roughly 1,300 homes suffered flood damage, 40 or 50 of them destroyed. Then there are the damaged businesses and farm crops that need to be included in that report as well. Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.